get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit Take2Radio.com.
Hey everybody, this is David Gregory, creator, writer, and executive producer of Powder Burns, an original Western audio drama that takes place completely from the perspective of someone who is blind. It's the story of General Emmett Burns, who returns home to Texas after the Civil War, only to be blinded in a freak accident that also takes the life of his only son. Today we present Episode 2, where Sheriff Burns must decide what to do with a young boy who's held up a bank. It's a stirring allegory for today as the entire town shows up threatening to serve instant justice. John Wesley Shipp of The Flash stars as the title character with yours truly as his deputy. And this episode features the beautiful Florencia Lozano of ABC's One Life to Live. Listen also for my dad, Wayne, from Fairbanks, Alaska, as an old toothless prospector leading the mob. If you like what you hear, and I know you will, please consider heading over to audioverseawards.net to vote for us. We are currently nominated for 16 awards and would really appreciate your help getting to the next round. Voting ends October 20th, so there's still a few days left. Again, that's a vote for Powder Burns at audioverseawards.net. And now, hold on to your 10-gallon hats as we bring you the action and excitement of the Old West in Powder Burns.
A blind sheriff, an unlikely bank robber, an original Western audio drama. This is Powder Burns.
There, he's in.
Lock it, please.
Yes, sir.
All right, Pred. Tell me what happened.
Well, I'm not entirely sure, Sheriff. I ran into the bank after I heard shots fired. This fella here was still holding a gun, and the bank teller, Moses, you know Moses.
Moses Burkett?
Yes, sir. He was killed over clutching his chest. Doc got to work right away, but it didn't look good.
Oh, no. Well, what about our shooter here? He say anything?
No, sir. Not a peep since I picked him up. And Sheriff?
Yeah?
He's just a boy. Can't be more than 14.
Well, it's pretty cut and dry, isn't it? Boy? Boy, can you hear me? What's he doing, Prim?
He's just looking at you, smiling.
Yeah, well, I don't imagine a blind sheriff is much to look at. Boy, I'm Sheriff Emmett Burns. Are you aware of what's going on here? Of why you're locked up? This is a pretty serious business you got yourself mixed up in.
Sheriff, he's coming at you.
Right in front of me?
Right in front of you.
Still smiling?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Now, you listen here, boy.
Sheriff, you're choking me.
If that man dies, there could be a lot of people after me to figure out what to do with you. So you better start talking right here, and
Sheriff,
I
let him go
now.
Let him go.
All right. What's he doing now?
I think he's trying to talk. I don't think he can.
Mm-hmm. Well, get him some paper, then a pencil.
Yes, sir.
I'll ask him some questions, and you read me his answers.
What if he can't hear neither?
Well, this is how we find out,
Brandon. He's already writing.
Good. What's he saying?
Nothing, sir. He's just scribbling.
Oh, dear. He's addled. Probably got kicked in the head by a horse when he was a baby. Happened to George Breach's kid some years back.
Does that mean he don't know what he did? The shooting?
More than likely. Poor boy just ain't in his right mind.
Emmett? Sheriff, where the hell are you?
In the back, Hank.
Oh, boy.
Now, where the hell have you got that boy?
Got him right here where he belongs, Hank.
He belongs in a hole in the ground, Sheriff. Or don't you do your job around here anymore?
My job right now is to hold him until trial.
Emmett, I saw the whole thing. In my bank. Walked right up to Moses, didn't say anything, just pulled out a gun and shot him.
Hank, I can't do anything until we get him in a court of law.
You got an election coming up, Emmett.
That I am going to lose. Nobody wants a blind sheriff, me included. I'm not worried about keeping my job. I'm worried about doing my job right here and right now.
Well, Walt's on his way over here. Maybe we can get this trial going right here and right now.
I'll not turn this jail cell into a courtroom.
Oh, you won't have a choice by sundown. This place will be surrounded by the entire town, demanding that that boy swing from a tree.
Well, that's not how we run things in this town.
Yeah? Well, we typically don't let little boys go walking into our banks and shooting up our tellers, neither.
Yeah, but I think I may side with Hank on this.
Walt? Not you, too. I need your help here.
And I need your cooperation, Sheriff. I need you to look the other way.
I can't do that.
For your safety, Emmett. I'll not have you swinging from a tree this day, neither.
Walt, no one is swinging from any tree. Lynchings went out when law and order and peace and civility began to take roots in this town, and many like it, all across the state. You and I both know that's the only reason I'm still in office, because cases like these can be managed without firing a gun or tightening a rope. Neither of which do I excel at anymore.
Emmett, nobody's been shot in this town in 18 months. And that's good. But it's your job to make an example of those who do pull triggers.
Yes. Once he's been tried and convicted, yes.
Why are you fighting me on this, Emmett?
Because I'll not have this boy's death on my conscience. He ain't in his right mind.
Yes. Sheriff, what if Moses dies?
I would not be schooled by my deputy friend.
You best listen to him, Emmett. I just came from Doc's. Moses needs a miracle.
Deputy, give me the keys.
Sir?
The keys to the cell. Put them in my hand, please.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing, Sheriff?
Sam, hell are you doing?
I'm staying in here with this boy and these keys until I can figure out what to do.
Yeah, Sheriff, you gone mad?
Damn it. Don't be a fool.
I may be a fool, but I will not be ignorant in this matter. Give me a moment to think.
Sheriff, look out.
Get him off me. Get him off me.
Hank, get in. He's got your gun.
Gun, Emmett.
Where is it? Boy, you put down that gun. You put it down right now.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Gabriel, dear.
Gabriel? What kind of name is Gabriel?
Like the angel, senor. Sheriff, that is my son.
Your son? This boy here's your son?
He's in a mite bit of trouble, ma'am.
He? What did he do?
You mean you don't know?
No.
You mean to tell me your child ain't got half a brain and he runs off and you don't know where he was or what he was doing?
Hank, I will handle this. Bren, would you help me get out of here, please?
Yes, sir.
Gabriel, ven acá. Ven acá, mi amor.
No. Your boy stays in there, senora.
What's going on?
Your boy shot a bank teller this afternoon, ma'am.
Over here. Please. Take a seat.
Yes, Sheriff. I think I just need to sit down.
Well, Sheriff, being as how the judge and I are sitting on the only two chairs in the room, I'm not sure where you expect her to set herself.
Gentlemen, there's a lady in our midst. Please respond accordingly. Get your asses up.
I'll go get another chair.
Thank you. And Pran.
Yes, sir?
I wonder if our esteemed banker and our honorable judge would care for a drink.
Oh, damn it now, Sheriff. We got business to tend to.
The bottle in my desk, deputy.
Bottle in your desk. Yes, sir. Well, if it's good stuff, I suppose we can have a little.
Much obliged, damn it.
And lock the front door. Lord knows we don't need any more visitors.
Yes, sir.
Gabriel, mamá está acá. Mamá está acá, mi amor.
So just what is wrong with your boy, senora?
Nothing is wrong with him. He's just as the Lord intended him to be.
Well, then you're just as loco as he is.
That's enough, Hank. Ma'am, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Francesca.
All right, here's a chair, ma'am. Please, set yourself. Gentlemen, some fine afternoon libation to take the edge off.
Thank you kindly, Prentice.
Francesca, Gabrielle opened fire at Hank's establishment this morning, and one of the bank tellers was critically wounded. We're not sure he's going to pull through.
Oh, no! It is my fault!
You're damn right it is. Judge, here's to Moses.
To Moses.
Another poor floor.
I could not find him this morning. He has never run off like this.
Never? He always stays around the house?
Yes. He has always been scared of the outside. He is really a good boy, Sheriff.
Well, why'd he run off?
He did not have supper last night.
You didn't eat?
There was no more money. I am raising the boy on my own. His father left at last night. Well, last night was the end of what we had.
Father up and left, huh? Well, little wonder your child is... That he has a... That... What in the hell?
But what's the matter with him? Whippersnapper can't hold his liquor, that's what. Why, when I was his age...
What happened to them?
That's whiskey with a touch of chloroform, ma'am. They'll sleep for a good while. Thank you, deputy.
No, sir. Thank the bottle in the desk.
A little code we worked out. I'm afraid we've used it on prisoners to shut them up.
Tell me, what do you plan on doing with him?
Well, first, let's get you and your boy some breakfast.
Come on out, Sheriff, and bring the boy.
Hey, Taliban, come on out here. We want to look you in the eye.
Jessica, I need you to trust me. No matter what I say or do from here on out, you must go along. Understood?
Si, senor.
Deputy, get your shotgun and hitch up the wagon. And an extra couple of horses. And bring that bottle.
Yes, sir.
Francesca, you and I and the boy are going out there. And keep him at your side. Stay close to me.
Wait, wait. Hold on. Quiet down. Sheriff, Moses is dead.
And we ain't leaving until that boy meets his maker.
Don't worry. Don't you worry. But remember, you must go along with everything I say. Gentlemen, I'm coming out. I am unarmed, and I've got the boy and his mother. I expect civility. Understood?
Yeah! There he is, the great general. Burns, I like you. You better just get out of our way.
Gentlemen, please. Moses Burkett was a good friend of mine. He fought bravely under my command. But the recent war with the North has taught me that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth leaves everyone blind and toothless. But since you won't be pleased until something is done with him, I've opted to do it myself.
What are you going to do?
Please, plow his mother's ear. Let her final moments with her boy be serene and without conflict. Since I am acting without a court order, I am going to take the boy and leave this town's perimeter, and will execute the sentence beyond these walls. Let the boy's life be on my hands, not on this city.
All set, Sheriff.
Sheriff, por favor, please.
I don't suppose I can stop any of you from following us, but for those cowards who must watch, keep your distance out of respect for his mother. Francesca? Get on the bus.
Sheriff, wait. I'll do it. You don't have to go.
Oh, don't you worry about me, preacher. I've killed more babies than you baptized. Let's go. Being followed?
Si, senor. By some.
Trust me to the end. Understood?
Okay, senor. I don't know why, but I do. Senor, why do they call you Powder Burns?
Oh, it's a nickname I got during the war. Gunpowder Burns. There's a song they used to say as we marched. It would unite the men and give me purpose. Since my return, I've fallen prey to some unflattering circumstance. As the Lord took my eyes, he took my son. As you can see, the war has left this town pretty unforgiving of such things. And the soldier's allegiance has become the citizen's mockery. Powder burns.
Sheriff, we're almost there.
Thank you, Bryn. Just tell me when to pull in the rein.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now listen close, Francesca. We're going to put on a little show. Bryn's going to hold the boy while I take aim. He's going to chloroform the boy with his handkerchief. I'm going to pull the trigger, and anybody watching from afar is going to think your boy is shot dead. Now, you just let him think that. Bryn's got a few horses for you. You get to the next town, and I'll see to it you get out of Texas.
Gracias. Ay, gracias, Sheriff.
Whoa!
Oh, boy. Whoa now. All right. Let's give him a show now. Grab the boy, friend.
No! No!
Cover his mouth. I don't want him screaming.
You better take aim, Sheriff.
Sheriff, what if we miss?
You simmer down, Francesca, or I...
Oh, Sheriff, he's biting me.
Hold still, boy.
Sheriff!
Sheriff, you all right?
Give me a moment. God in heaven, tell me I'm in.
Sheriff, I can't tell you.
Oh. Well, now, you just hush up and play your part now, Francesca. Put your son on that horse and get on out of here.
I could kiss you.
Oh, no. Now, you get on out of here. Pran, help her put the boy up on the horse.
Yes, sir.
Now, Francesca, I don't want to see you set foot in this town again, understood? You take your boy and you get on out of here.
I'll go. And I'll not soon forget what you've done to my boy, Sheriff. I hope you get what's coming to you. I pray for it. I will pray every day.
Well, Sheriff, you don't see that every day, do you?
You surely don't, and I am glad for it.
Can I buy you a drink?
Ooh, you may buy me several, my young deputy.
Sheriff! Sheriff!
Preacher.
Too late to have a change of heart.
It's Monty Hogue.
What about it?
He's been spotted in the hills just south of town. A couple of scouts went out, but they ain't come back. We just found their horses.
Deputy, I think that drink may have to wait.
Yes, sir.
Preacher, you better say a little prayer.
May God grant you justice, Sheriff.
Oh, no. Not for me. You better say a prayer for Monty Hogue.
Powder Burns stars John Wesley Shipp, David Gregory, Jeffrey C. Hawkins, and Lance Roberts. Featured in the cast are Chris McCarroll, Florencia Lozano, Matt Locker, and Wayne Gregory. Direction and engineering by Noah Tobias, with music by Benjamin James, Ben Metters, associate producer. Father Abraham was written for the air by David Gregory and is dedicated to the memories of Elby McMichael and William Gregory. And I'm Bill Burroughs, inviting you to listen again to Powder Burns. Produced with generous contributions from our listeners. Thank you for your support.
Get connected with Take Two Radio on Facebook or Twitter at Take Two Radio. For email updates on future shows, follow at Blog Talk Radio. For previous episodes, upcoming guests, and more, visit TakeTwoRadio.com.